You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Q104, the Q morning show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, this happened early yesterday morning around 2 a.m. It was at Harvard and Lee on the east side. So that's how we missed it.
Okay.
It wasn't during our commute.
And not on the west side.
Right.
So not in our commute at all.
More than 100 vehicles.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
For 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Harvard and Lee Road. They had illegal dirt bike riders who were there taunting police officers, so it says in the story. Cars were also parked on nearby lawns. And then it doesn't say what happened after that.
Well, then.
Like, there's not a lot of detail in this story.
We missed a whole lot of commotion.
I guess so. These have popped up the past few years. The only time that I've seen it is when it happened, what was that, last summer or two summers ago, when it happened right here downtown in Playhouse Square.
That was last summer, because I was already here.
Okay, yeah, they were doing the burnouts.
Yeah, like the donuts under the big chandelier in Playhouse Square. I remember that. And there was a couple of them last year, but I haven't seen one. Thank goodness. I don't know what I would do. I would be very confused.
I think I would just pull my car over to the side and I would just shut the engine off.
And just be like, oh, it's one of these. Okay.
I would just sit there and say, okay, I'm just going to wait till this is over. And hope that nothing happens, nothing bad happens.
Just wait it out.
It doesn't say if anybody got arrested or anything like that.
I've seen like a couple of stories pop up over the past few months of like people being caught in connection with these. What are they called again?
The street takeovers.
The street takeovers. And they all look like kids. They look young.
Well, I would hope so.
They look under 21. Like they look like babies.
What were you thinking, that this might be one of the sponsored outings of the senior center?
No, but I mean, that would make it a lot more interesting if it was. Senior centers out there, if you're looking for something to do, this could be fun.
Yeah, and then later they'll have, you know, the hot dog special at lunch. And that's how they plan these things.
Instead of races, they'll do like walker races.
They're like, we're going out tonight, guys, 2 a.m.
Oh, that might be a little late, Bill.
It is. So the mayor last year established a street takeover task force to try to crack down on this. I don't know how it's working. And it is a felony if you're caught participating in one of these, a fourth degree felony. More than 100 people. I mean, that is organized.
That's really organized. Also, I'm sorry, but you could not pay me to do something late at night on a Sunday, early on a Monday morning. That's just terrible timing as far as I'm concerned.
Now, I'm not in law enforcement, obviously, and I am not going to criticize and I'm not going to, you know, give advice. But my first thought is, if you can figure out how they're organizing, wouldn't that be the first step to cracking down on them? I mean, more than 100 people, they have to be, like, it can't just be a group text.
That's what I was going to say. It's probably a group chat. Like,
you think so?
No, probably not an actual group chat, but it could be like a DM group on like Instagram or like a Telegram or like a Signal chat kind of thing, or like a WhatsApp. I could see something like that. So someone's just got to get in on the inside.
Yeah, I don't know how you express interest in joining a street takeover group and.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
How do you find out about this?
The thing is that they're all kids. Like, from what I've seen, they are young kids. So trying to get, like, a cop to get undercover and get in on this is going to be really tough.
All right. Well, hopefully this morning, a much quieter morning.
Hopefully.
Thank you for being here. It's the Q Morning Show. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alex Cooper. The podcaster. Are you a fan of her podcast?
You know, I have not listened to Call Her Daddy in a minute, but I was a big fan of Call Her Daddy. I mean, back in the day, like 2018, like I've been keeping up with Alex Cooper for a minute now.
I don't know much about her. I've never heard the podcast either. I don't think it's geared towards me.
Definitely not. Absolutely not geared toward you.
Sex and relationship is something that's big with her, right?
Yeah, and she does have some really good guests on a lot of the time. I will say that. Some of the guests that she gets are like, whoa, that's awesome.
Well, she probably had access to those guests after the initial surge of popularity with the podcast, right? Then
yeah.
All of a sudden, you have a lot of listeners, and then all of a sudden you're able to get better guests.
Yeah, when she started out, she was her podcast was part of Barstool Sports. So it was kind of part of that conglomerate. And then now she's on her own and yada yada. But what's going on with her?
Someone told me there also there was a Hulu documentary about her that's on right now.
Yes, it just came out a couple weeks ago. I've been meaning to watch.
Me too. Someone said, hey, you should watch this, and I haven't gotten around to watching it either. But Alex Cooper may have made a little bit of a misstep, finally.
Oh? What'd she do?
It sounds like things have been going well for her, but then she was invited to a Chicago Cubs game on Sunday to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and it didn't go so well.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. And Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back.
Now, is she drunk? Because she sounds drunk.
It feels like she didn't take it seriously.
No.
Not that many people do when they go to a Cubs game to sing that song.
How seriously can you take me out to the ball game? Well, but also, I didn't really enjoy listening to that.
I think that you have to put some effort into it, or the fans will turn on you, as they did with Alex Cooper on Sunday.
Yikes.
Yeah. They.
Have you ever been booed at a game like that?
Well, in what context?
Like when you're on the field or like anything and then everybody's booing at you?
No, but I also haven't had many opportunities to have that happen to me. Like, why would I be out? I mean, I've been out in public before. I don't think that I've been booed.
I've been booed.
You've been booed?
I've been booed at sports games. Yes, I have.
All right, well, let me.
Yes, I have. It's quite the experience.
Let me write that down.
You can't help but just, like, laugh, because otherwise it's just like, what else am I going to do, cry? Like,
well, I have to find out why you were booed, so we'll get into that. I'm putting a pin in that.
Yeah, that's a story for a later time.
We have good vibes on the way as well. If you want to share a good vibe with us, what has you feeling good this morning? What has you in a good mood? What just happened to you? Or something that you're looking forward to that puts a smile on your face. 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 655 on the way. Let's go to Sheffield Lake to talk to Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have some good vibes to share with us.
Oh, yes, I do.
Please.
Okay, so my siblings have lived actually around the world. I'm the only one who has lived at home for the past 10-ish years, and just on the 4th. My sister moved back to town, and my brother moved back the day before her. So now I have two siblings that moved back, and both of them came with their children to grow up with my children.
Oh my gosh. So they're both back. You got them all. The whole gang is here.
Well, I have half of them. I have two other sisters that are probably never going to move back, but that's okay because they're just globetrotting.
Rachel, what prompted your siblings to move back home?
Lots of begging and having kids. So my brother just had a daughter 5 days after I had my daughter.
Aww.
So they get to grow up together. And then my sister and I had our oldest together. They're 6 months apart. So we kind of kept talking about how amazing it would be for them to grow up together. And I guess enough begging happened and they decided it was time.
And they found jobs and everything else?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
My question is, like, were they planning to do this at the same time, to both come back? Or was it just like one got a job and figured it out and then the other one was like, I'm going to do it too?
Yes, it was. One of them was like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to, my brother, when they got pregnant, they were like, let's move back so we can be near family. And my sister was like, yeah, we kind of been thinking about it too. Maybe it's time. It all worked out perfectly.
Rachel, that's incredible. I don't want to ruin your good vibe at all, but your story is very similar to mine, where I moved back to Cleveland back in 2021 after being away for 20 years. And I moved to Rocky River, and my brother is there, and my sister in there is there, and my mom is there. And then a couple of weeks ago, my sister moved to Talmadge.
Wow. So you guys are long distance now.
So she moved. So I move home and my sister moved away.
She was like, see you later. I didn't want to do that.
You act like Talmadge is in a different time zone.
Well, I'm just saying, I thought we were all going to be together. And then my sister's the one that moves away again.
Got to mess it all up.
I feel like that's kind of something I would do to my brother, too. It's like, ooh, I didn't want you that close.
Yes. You should absolutely move to Menor. That's what you should do.
Oh, my gosh.
Rachel, thank you so much for listening to us and for calling up and sharing your good vibe. Please send us a family reunion picture when you get everybody together, all the siblings, all the kids. Send us that picture.
Sounds great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great.
You've got Q104 this morning, and we are so happy you're here. It's Bill and Alyssa. Amazon Prime Day. It has begun. 4 days between now running through Friday. So 96 hours.
Why don't we just call it Amazon Prime Week? Like, it was fine being Prime Day when it was like 1 day, even 2 days. We're up to four.
I think this year it's longer than it was even last year.
Oh, definitely. Because last year I think it was only 2 days long.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos said he finally looked at the price tag for that wedding that he just had. He's like, oh my God.
Wow, we should extend this.
I spent how much on that wedding?
Jeez!
But this year, however, and I just checked with my wife to confirm, we are not participating in Prime Day.
I was going to say, this is going to be a very different looking Prime Day for us, because last year on Prime Day, we had like a buzzer. We were buzzing the buzzer every time Paula, Bill's wife, made a purchase. But this year, you guys don't have Amazon and I don't have Amazon.
No, we're not even Prime members anymore. Do you have to be a Prime member to enjoy the Prime savings?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
This is their way to entice you to join, to be a Prime member, I would assume.
I think. I'm not sure the ins and outs of it.
A marketing ploy.
Yeah, I'm not 100%. I will actually be making some purchases on Amazon today. I don't have Prime anymore, but my husband Bryce does, so I'm on his account. But I'm looking at my cart right now because I just put a bunch of stuff in my cart and was like, oh, I'll see what prices drop. And so far, it looks like my biggest savings is on a shoe rack, saving $9. Look at me go.
How about that?
Prime Day deal.
I could use a shoe rack. We have just, you walk into my house, and there are just shoes right there in the kitchen where people just take off their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's how my house is too. That's why I need to get some shoe racks. That's why they are in my cart right now.
So there is a shopping expert who has made a warning about things you should not buy for Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. What are those things?
One of those things include large appliances.
Why is that? What's
says
the reason?
That you may find them cheaper during President's Day sales. Well, that President's Day was in February. That's not good. Memorial Day sales. That we just had Memorial Day.
Yeah, we still have Labor Day, though.
I guess.
Yeah, Labor Day sales will be coming.
It must be her point is that during other sales, you're going to find large appliances cheaper.
That's fair.
She warns that deals from third party and unverified sellers may seem too good to be true. And they probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller discounts might not be worth clicking add to cart, as some shoppers aren't interested if it's not at least 50% off. Would you have to have like an unbelievable deal in order for you to make a purchase?
I mean, if I'm going to be enticed to buy something that I wasn't already planning to buy, then yes, it's going to have to be like a pretty good deal. But that's why I like I came in this morning and I was like, yeah, I already have everything in my cart. I just want to see what prices drop because I'm not going to buy stuff that I don't need. But if I already need it, might as well get a good deal on it if I can. Have you heard of price anchoring? This is another thing that people are warning about. Basically, it's the trend of sellers basically upping their list price for the next couple days for Prime Day. That way they can discount it. But the idea is that they're really only discounting it to what it usually is anyways. So be on the lookout for that. Just be aware.
I'm so happy I'm not participating this year, at least financially.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably for the best.
But good luck with Amazon Prime Day all this week.
Yeah, Prime Days.
Hot Take Tuesday, coming up, the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, let me get this wheel over here. It's not that heavy, so
get that thing up and going.
Don't worry. We're going to spin the wheel of hot takes and find out what we're talking about next on this show. Hopefully get a good conversation going about something. Wherever the wheel lands, I will take the piece of paper and read our next topic. Looks like it's going to be this one here. If you are single, would you consider dating a coworker?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Have you ever dated someone that you work with before?
Absolutely not. No. And that's a big no for me.
What's the reason for that, however? Was it because you were too scared?
I mean, well, one, I've always learned to not do that. But two, I've never been interested in anybody that I have worked with. But also, I've really only worked in radio, and this may shock people listening. Not many people my age, generally speaking, in the radio industry.
Well, that's not true. What about when you worked at Pulp when you were a student in Kent State?
It was all girls. I didn't have a single male coworker. Oh. What about you? Have you ever dated coworkers?
Yeah, I learned that lesson very early in my career.
Okay. So I'm assuming it didn't go well because I know that you are not married to a former coworker.
So this was at the very first radio station that I ever worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be WJER in Dover, Ohio.
Okay.
And I was 19 years old. So I started there when I was 16. So I'm 19 at this point. I'm in college. And the receptionist there was a young 22-year-old female.
Ooh, okay.
And we kind of hit it off. And there was this party one night with some coworkers that were there. And again, we hit it off that
night.
However, the next day when I came into work, it was because we had kept this kind of on the down low.
Right, of course, as you do.
But because we were out in public at this party the night before, when I got to work the next day, it was, oh.
Yep, it's talk like of the town.
Being back in high school all over again. It's like, oh, I know what you did last night.
Yeah.
And it was very embarrassing for me.
Now, how long did it last?
I think it pretty much ended after that.
Okay, so it was over.
I was not interested in continuing the relationship. I also think that if I was super into her, though, would I have ignored that? Because I wasn't super into her.
Yeah.
Would I have ignored the teasing and the ribbing from my coworkers at that time?
I mean, I've certainly seen it work out. Like, previous jobs that I had when I was doing radio in San Diego, two of my very best friends that I worked with out there were married. And I worked with both of them. And it worked out really well for them. I've seen so many times over and over again that it doesn't.
And they met at work?
They met at work. And they've been together, like, gosh, like over 10 years. Even my boss out there actually met his wife, was working with her at the radio station like 15 years ago. Mm. So it's not like, I wouldn't say it's like against company policy, really. We don't have anything in our handbook about it, do we?
You've gone through the same training I have.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything in there.
Well, with Odyssey Cleveland, I've seen the videos. I've watched about sexual harassment and dating in the workplace and everything else. And I've watched him. It's made me feel where I'm not even comfortable being alone in the same room with a woman. Okay, so our work.
That's all we do all morning, Bill. It's you and me in a room.
Our work arrangement has me very nervous every single day.
Oh, my God.
Because I have watched these videos that the company makes us watch. I'm not sure if I would ever. I don't recommend it.
No, I would not recommend it. But I, like I said, I know that there are success stories out there, so I can't write it off completely.
216-474-0104. If you were single, would you consider dating a coworker? Have you done that in the past? Has it worked out for you?
Yeah, how'd it go? That's the real question here.
Is it like TV? Is it a Jim and Pam situation on The Office? 216-474-0104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Hot Take Tuesday, if you were single, would you consider dating a coworker? Tracy in Garfield, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been faced with this choice before, to date a coworker?
Yes, my ex-husband. Never did it before, and then we met right after I got divorced the first time. And we worked for a gas station / retail chain, and we each had our own store. So we didn't work necessarily together every day, but we worked for the same company.
How long did you date before you got married?
Less than a year. And then we were married 9 years.
Oh, okay. So you guys were married. That's past tense. So no longer?
Yes.
Okay.
But it ended badly, and about the same time we filed for divorce, they were reallocating the stores, and our stores were literally right around the corner from each other, and we had two different bosses, but his boss and the regional knew that we were going through a bad divorce, and instead of keeping us separated, they put me with his boss.
Oh.
Now, why would they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were trying to cause some drama.
Yeah. Because she started coming in and just, like, tearing apart my store. And I'm like, look, if there's an X in my back, tell me. I'm out.
Oh. So how?
So I ended up looking for a job.
And you ended up leaving?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, there must have been some good times. Right, Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, 9 years.
Yeah, but I think it just became more of a, you know, convenience. As you get older, it ended up being like more of a roommate thing, and then we were finally like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah, but
I would never do it again.
Okay, so that's the conclusion. Never again.
But even if you weren't coworkers and the marriage ended, it just happened where you also eventually had to quit your job.
Yes.
Right. So
yeah, I mean, just an extra layer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allow them to keep messing with me to the point where, you know, they found a reason to let me go.
Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah. It's messy.
I mean, it's hard because you're at work more than you are at home, especially in a management position where you work 50, 60 hours a week.
It's hard to meet people, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. So you'll never do it again, right, Tracy?
Absolutely not. I would never play where I work ever again.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Hope things are going well now. I don't think that Ryan has a good story either. Let's find out. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Dating a coworker, good idea or not?
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. I was dating at work, and a girl at work, and I thought it was going to be okay because we were in separate departments.
Okay.
And
was there something in your company policy, or did they have something in the handbook that said
you can't date your coworkers?
Oh, well, it was like a gray area situation. Mm-hmm. Like it definitely wasn't encouraged, but I never saw anything in writing, you know, and we tried to keep it secret at first, but eventually everybody knew.
Yeah.
So how did that work out for you, that relationship?
Oh, well, in the end, not great. We had, you know, we were separate departments, but we still had the same boss, you know, so one day I get in and, you know, the boss lets me go and I'm like, what did I do? And he's like, nothing.
Wait.
It's just a regular layoff.
Wait,
you got fired for dating a coworker?
Well,
is that the reason you got fired?
Well, so here's the thing. You know, really soon after that, I got laid off. My girlfriend dumped me, too. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And then, you know, I found out that she was sleeping with the boss behind my back. And they eventually had a kid together.
What?
Wait a minute. What? Wait, hold on. Okay, so You were dating someone at work. It wasn't against company policy for you to date this person. The boss calls you in anyway and says, we're letting you go. And you think it's because he was dating the same girl or seeing the same girl?
I don't know if he was trying to get rid of me to see her, you know.
I mean, obviously, this isn't just like a him thinking this and not having anything to back it up. They have a kid together.
Well, yeah, so I haven't talked to either of them forever or even after that, but I don't know if he was trying to push me out of the way so that he could move in, or they already had something going on, or saw that the layoffs were coming and decided to hook up with the boss so that she wasn't on one of the lists. You know, it could have been any of those things. They won't talk to me, and I have no desire to talk to them anyway.
Do you know if they're still together?
I have no idea. The last thing that I heard is that they had a kid.
All right.
All right.
Well, okay, so after hearing Ryan's story, yeah, I'd be less inclined to get involved with a coworker.
Yeah, and also, Ryan, after hearing your story, I pay attention when we do our little HR trainings. I feel like that's got a lawsuit written all over it, but what do I know? Just throwing it out there.
Right, yeah, it's too late to do anything, but I appreciate it.
All right, Ryan, sorry that happened to you, but thank you for calling our show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I have Paul in Concord here. He is next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I have your five questions right here. If you answer them and get more correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Paul. It's a type of fruit that has a variety known as Bartlett. What am I eating?
Kiwi.
Question two. This trail begins at Canal Basin Park in Cleveland and ends in New Philadelphia, Ohio, following the Ohio and Erie Canal. What is the name of the trail?
The Metro Parks Trail.
Question three. An everlasting gobstopper is a candy from what famous movie?
I don't know.
Let's move on to question four. Hormel created this canned meat product back in the 1930s. You may also find it in your email.
Spam.
Final question. He was the first host of American Top 40, counting down the 40 biggest hits across the country.
Casey Kasem.
All right, Paul. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Do you want to know how you did, Paul?
Nope.
Okay. Nobody needs to know. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm not even going to tell Alyssa when she gets in here. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning. What are you not telling me?
I'm not going to tell you how Paul did.
Okay. All right.
In fact, Paul might have gone 5 for 5.
For all I know, he might have.
So I want to keep some extra pressure on you as we jump in with your five questions. Are you ready, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
It's a type of fruit that has a variety known as Bartlett. What am I eating?
A pear. Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
A Bartlett pear.
Wow. I shot in the dark there.
Question number two. This trail begins at Canal Basin Park in Cleveland and ends in New Philadelphia, Ohio, following the Ohio and Erie Canal. What is the name of that trail?
Is that the tow trail? The Metro Park tow trail? I don't know.
I can't give it to you. It's the towpath.
Oh, the towpath. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't accept.
Sorry, I knew it was something tow something.
Tow trail.
Mm.
All right, question three. An everlasting gobstopper is a candy from what famous movie?
Willy Wonka.
That is correct. Hormel created this canned meat product back in the 1930s. You may also find it in your email.
Spam.
Final question. He was the first host of American Top 40, counting down the 40 biggest hits across the country.
Oh.
I believe he stopped doing this before you were born.
It's not Ryan Seacrest. I don't know.
It's Casey Kasem.
Mm.
You've never heard of him?
No, I've heard of him.
Broadcasting legend.
I've definitely heard of him.
Okay.
But
you had no idea what he did for a living.
No. I'm sorry.
But now you do.
Now I do. I learned something about my own profession.
All right. Let me count you up here. Alyssa, I'm giving Alyssa 3 correct today.
Okay.
And Paul, like I said, we're not gonna say how you did.
Okay, sounds good.
Are you at least going to tell me if I got more or less than Paul?
Oh, yeah, you got more. You win the game.
Okay. I'll take it.
Paul, thank you so much. I hope you try again someday. And we do have some BTR tickets for you. Is that what fans of Big Time Rush call them? Do they say BTR?
Yeah. No, they say BTR.
Well, that's good. So I sound like I'm a fan as well.
Yeah.
We have Big Time Rush tickets for you, Paul.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. My name is Paul, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Yeah, so I saw these billboards for the first time a couple of weeks ago. I was on West 150th, and I just saw the guy's face. You know,
it's really all you see.
He's bald. He's got glasses. He's got a goatee.
And he's not Tim Misney. Well,
Tim Misney doesn't wear glasses.
No.
And he doesn't have a goatee. But I saw the guy, and I didn't even see the billboard. I was like, why is that guy's giant head up on that billboard? And then, so the point of the advertising went past me. because all I could see was this guy's head.
Yeah.
And so we took some calls on the show, and people told us that this guy is an investor. He's one of those guys that buys up property. And
can I do air quotes around that? The investor?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you feel about... Obviously, your feeling is negative. I mean, I feel like these investors come in and they gobble up all these homes, and they're not living them in the homes. They're just flipping them or renting them out. And
all I know is I've not heard about this guy actually buying any homes. All I have seen are his billboards and people being mad about his billboards.
Well, he wants you to sell your home to him. So that's why he's advertising, because he wants them.
But I don't know that anyone is actually doing that. That's my question. Is anyone actually doing that?
But on his billboard, it says he's the most trusted home buyer in America. Like, if you want to do some research on that to find it out if he is the most trusted, I mean, we could do that. I don't know. So these billboards are everywhere.
Based on my my tiny little search that I've done, I would say that may be giving himself that title. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with
what?
That. There's nothing wrong with that. He can be the number one home buyer in America in his own heart. And that's all that matters.
Your house is trash, I'll pay cash. That's another one of his billboards. But he put up some billboards on the east side recently.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that he put up on the east side, and it's not up anymore.
No, it's been taken down.
It's down. But it said, yes, I buy crack houses. And so that caused a little bit of a stir.
Yeah, no kidding.
On the east side.
That'll happen.
There were complaints, and I believe that city council got involved as well. And so they got those particular billboards taken down. I think there's someone... who wants them all taken down, like no matter what they say.
I know that because I check the Cleveland Reddit every day.
Yeah.
Oh, they do not like these billboards.
Nope.
Like the one post that I saw this morning that cracked me up was a picture of the billboard that said, this guy is my sleep paralysis demon. It's like, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So this guy, his name is John Williams, by the way. And I feel like... So from what you're just saying, he's not being embraced by the community.
No, he is not being welcomed with open arms like Tim Misney. That is
right.
Not happening.
He's the opposite of Tim Misney. Everybody loves Tim Misney and his billboards.
I know. It's weird because like Tim Misney, he wrote the playbook. This guy is trying to follow the playbook and it's just not working. Like maybe he should open his own version of Misneyland. And maybe that'll help him out.
I don't like his response either to his crack billboard. He responded, it may come off harsh to see it on a billboard, but the purpose of advertising is to get attention.
All I know is that this guy is not from here, because the slight search that I did, his Instagram says that he relocated his whole family to Ohio. So he's not from here. And I just don't like the idea of somebody coming in and calling our houses trash or crack houses or whatever. Like, I don't care what area it's in. This is my city. You don't get to just come here and call it whatever you want. I don't like that. And you certainly can't put billboards up without making me mad.
All right. Well, enough about that guy. We do want to get into something that I find fascinating because you've seen videos like this on TV. You've seen it on social media all over the place. And it happened in front of Alyssa.
It did.
And she got it on video. I can't believe it. We're going to talk about it coming up. The Q Morning Show. Tyler is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We have your five questions right here. Again, the rules, if you're not aware, if you answer more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Tyler, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Question one. What is the name of a baby kangaroo?
Oh, man. I feel like I know this, but I can't think of it. I'm going to have to back out on that one. I thought I could get it, but I can't think of it this morning.
It's all right. Question two. Larry David was famous for starring in Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. But what TV show did he write and create in the 90s?
Oh my gosh. I feel like it's on the tip of my tongue. Is it Seinfeld?
Question three. What artist was forced to cancel opening night of their new Las Vegas residency over the weekend?
I think it was, is it Kelly Clarkson maybe?
Question four. This was the first Disney animated film to be nominated for Best Picture back in 1991.
Oh, wow. That was like 1991. I was born in 92. I know, I'm young. Was it Beauty and the Beast, I think?
Final question. When someone is taking a photo, you might ask them to say cheese. Before that, we used to ask people to say this fruit. It's technically a dried plum.
Oh, my. I do not know.
All right, we'll end it there, and we'll get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Tyler, I'm counting you up right now. Let's see. You have one, two. I have you down for three, correct?
Oh, dang.
Alyssa, it's Tyler.
Good morning, Tyler.
Well, hello, Alyssa. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing pretty good. 3 out of 5 ain't too shabby.
That is not too shabby. It's pretty good.
Alyssa needs 3 to tie you, Tyler, and 4 to win. Here we go. Question one. What is the name of a baby kangaroo?
A Joey.
Question two. Larry David was famous for starring in Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. But what TV show did he write and create in the 90s?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
No clue.
I have no idea.
Not even a guess.
Not even a guess, no.
Seinfeld is the answer.
Oh my God. Okay, I was going to say Seinfeld, but I was like, that doesn't make any sense because obviously that would be Jerry Seinfeld behind it.
No, Larry David co-created that show with Jerry.
Gotta go with my gut.
Question three. What artist was forced to cancel opening night of their new Las Vegas residency over the weekend?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question four. This was the first Disney animated film to be nominated for Best Picture back in 1991.
The Little Mermaid.
Sorry, it was Beauty and the Beast. Tyler got that one.
Good job, Tyler.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
We're coming down to the wire on this.
Yes. Final question. Uh-oh. Alyssa needs this just to tie Tyler today. Question five. When someone is taking a photo, you might ask them to say cheese. Before that, we used to ask people to say this fruit. Technically, it's a dried plum.
Oh my God. A date? Is it a date?
Sorry. No, it's a prune.
We used to have people say prune to take pictures. Prune! What? That's a weird like mouth shape.
I thought this was so fascinating. I never knew that before cheese, we would say prunes.
That is so weird.
Now, I don't know. I don't have any kind of a date around this, but it's older than me. That's for sure.
I'm just thinking of like what your mouth shape would look like from saying that. And it's not attractive. It's like a duck face. Like yeah.
I found it to be a fascinating question. Tyler gets the win today. He beats Alyssa.
Oh my gosh.
Who's that guy?
Alyssa.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Sorry for the loud noises in the background. My manager's speaking. So sorry about that. But I just beat Alyssa. That's something to be loud about.
Tell your manager to quiet down. Say quiet down.
I'm going to be like, please. I am in the middle of a contest here, and it takes precedence.
I'm in the middle of something very important right now. You're literally getting a degree.
Right. I'm getting a degree in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I mean, what? Wow.
Congratulations, Tyler. We have the Big Time Rush tickets for you. Hang on.
Okay, thanks. My name is Tyler, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.